Hi, and I bid a good God bless you to each and every one of you. Thank you all so much for joining in. This is Minister Tiffany Robinson. Have you ever asked the question, who am I? I posed the question to you, who are you? According to the book of Psalms, chapter 139, verses 13 and 14, New Living Translation, I was reading over the scripture which says, you made all the delicate inner parts of my body, and you knit me together in my mother's womb. Thank you for making me so wonderfully complex. Your workmanship is marvelous. How well do I know it? Have you become acclimated with who God has called you, designed you, fashioned you to be? What is your identity? What defines you? What characteristics are associated with your name? Now, I asked a couple of my friends, when their name is mentioned, what comes to mind according to others? And I received words like loyal, humble, worshiper, avid shoe shopper, outgoing, real, funny, hard-headed, prayer warrior, lover of Christ. We are living in a time where you personally, you have to know who you are and what you are made of. According to the scriptures, Acts chapter 17, verse 28, in him we live, in him we move, in him we have our being, or we exist. When you look at live, in him we live, in him we maintain ourselves. When you look at in him we move, carry on one's life or activities. In him we exist to have being in a specific place. Just in case there's some question, God knew exactly what he was doing when he made us who we are. He knew exactly what he was doing when he made us the gender that he made us. He knew exactly what was going on when we were born into the family that we were born into. You know, the enemy comes to attack our confidence. The enemy tries to convince us that we are inadequate. The enemy tries to convince us that our speech isn't eloquent enough. The enemy will have you second guessing who you are. The enemy will have you questioning who you are in Christ. The thief cometh not but to steal, to kill, and to destroy. And that's according to John 10:10. The thief cometh not but to steal, kill, and destroy our self-esteem, our motivation, our get up and go, our perseverance. And when we look at the images that are found in the world, you know, according to Romans chapter 12, I believe it's found in verse 2. The scripture tells us to be not conformed to this world, but transformed by the renewing of our mind. Don't even think about taking on the identity of the world. Don't copy the behavior and the customs of the world. Our identity is found in Christ. Our identity is found in God. And I came across in the book of Habakkuk, chapter 3, verse 19. And I'm coming from the Amplified version. The Lord God is my strength. The Lord God is my personal bravery. The Lord God is my invincible army. He makes my feet like hinds feet and will make me to walk, not to stand still in terror, but to walk and to make spiritual progress upon my high places of trouble, of suffering, or responsibility. If it ever comes to you, who am I? If I were to ask you, who are you? Are you able to define who you are in Christ? Have you investigated who you are in Christ? You know, when I look at characteristics, if the scripture tells me in him I live, in him I move, and in him I exist, I have my being, I need to do some homework. I need to find out. I need to learn. I need to become familiar. I need to know even the more. Who is this I live in? I move. I have my being. What are his characteristics? Do I exemplify those characteristics? Do I give off those characteristics? Do I act like him? Do I conduct business like him? Do I carry myself like him? Think about that for a second. In him, we live, we move, we have our being, we exist, we maintain ourselves. You know, I was thinking about the scripture, everything that we do as unto the Lord. When we read about Jesus in his earthly ministry, he was so quick to say, I didn't come to do my will. I came to do the will of the one who sent me. He was here as a representative. With us taking on the identity of the of being the representative in the land, do we have his love? Ooh, Jesus. Do we exemplify his love? Do we exemplify his character? And we do it in our own individual way, if you will. My personality is not your personality. Your personality is not my personality. I'm not trying to be you. You're not trying to be me. I am simply trying my best to be who God has called me to be. I'm living out my identity in Christ. You are doing to the best of your capability through the leading, the guiding, and the Holy Spirit to live out who God has called you to be. You're walking out this identity. I'm walking out my identity in Christ. Who are you? Who am I? Lord, am I pleasing in your sight? If it's not like unto you, take it away. If it's not pleasing to you, take it away. If it's not up to standard, whoo, thank you, Jesus. Take it away. Who am I? Who are you? When we look at standards in the body of Christ, shystiness should not be named among us. Liars should not be named among us. Manipulators should not be named among us. Yes, we have all sinned and come short of the glory. But I'm also reminded of in the scriptures, I do believe it's in the book of Philippians. I can do all things through Christ, which strengthens me. I'm not trying to operate in my own strength. I'm not trying to go on in my own strength. I have found my identity in Christ. And one thing we can't get away from. When we look at John 1:1, in the beginning was the word was with God, and the word was God. And then we come down a little, I believe it's in verse 14, and the word became flesh and dwelt among us. Oh my God, with all grace and truth. In order to know the characteristics, we can't be lazy in this walk. We have to, what I love to say, 2 Timothy 2:15, study to show thyself approved unto God, workman that needeth not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. And I'm not talking about memorizing scripture just to memorize scripture. I'm not talking about memorizing scripture just to show someone how much scripture we have memorized. I'm talking about applying the word. Once we come into the truth and knowledge of who we are in Christ, once we come into truth and knowledge of the word, we begin to live it out. We begin to act it out. That is when Acts 17:28 becomes also real to us. In him we live, we move, and we have our being. Just begin to take personal inventory. I had to do the same. Now, Lord, when I look at your word, we can look at our behaviors, or we can look at what we would say our characteristics, and we can compare them to the word. I love old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. So in my old quote unquote identity, if I was a complainer, old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. Now I am a praiser. Now I am a worshiper. Now I have received the revelation of give thanks in all things. Now I have received the revelation. Whoo, thank you, Jesus. All things work together for the good.
them that love God and the called according to his purpose. When I come into the truth and knowledge of my identity in Christ, it resonates in my spirit. Be anxious for nothing. I don't have to worry. It resonates in my spirit. He has given me beauty for ashes, the oil of joy for mourning, and the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness. When we begin to explore the word of God and allow the Holy Spirit to lead God and direct us on what scriptures to go to help us in this walk, to help us learn who we are even the more. No, we are not an all-knowing people. Only God has that status. Omnipresent, omnipotent, and omniscient. But I thank and I praise God for every opportunity that presents itself for me to learn even the more who God has called me to be. So I ask the question again. Who are you? I even asked the question to myself. Who am I? Am I striving to be all that God has called me to be? Am I striving to make sure I'm up on the Christ-like standards, the Christ-like characteristics? Who are you? As we go before the Lord in prayer. Father God, we thank you in the name of Jesus for your word ministering to us. We thank you in the name of Jesus, oh God, for anyone that may feel as if they are struggling with their identity. If there's anyone that feels as if they're struggling with being accepted, Father, I thank you in the name of Jesus for the understanding that you are not a man that you should lie, neither the son of man that you have to repent. God, I thank you that you are able to use us. God, I thank you for making us fit for the master's use. Everyone has a different testimony. And God, I thank you for that. I thank you, oh God, for the understanding that we, Lord God, when you made us, we were fearfully and wonderfully made. God, we honor you. We appreciate you. We adore you, oh God. We glorify you. And we thank you, oh God. Father, we thank you. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we pray and we say amen. I want to thank you all so much again for tuning in. I pray that you have been encouraged. I pray that you're pricked in your heart some kind of way to dive into the word even the more. There is so much more. There is so much more. Even with all that we know, there is still so much more. God bless each and every one of you. Please visit me on the web, TiffanyRobinson.com, TiffinyRobinson.com. Robinson.com. There you will find the information. We are praying every morning. I believe wholeheartedly in 1 Thessalonians 5:17 to pray without ceasing. We are praying every morning. We pray via conference call, 6:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, 7 days a week. And we pray live on your social media outlets Monday through Friday, 6:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. If you visit me on the web, TiffanyRobinson.com, TiffanyRobinson.com, you will find that information. You all have a blessed day in the Lord. I love you all tremendously. God bless.